here
no,
we go.
We're not.
No, we're not doing it all over again. So, okay, now we're recording on the podcast.
The actual podcast has started.
Yeah, so we're live right now on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page and the Hot 101.5 Facebook page.
Oh, both?
Yes, we're live on both.
Look how fancy we are.
Girl, I spent some money to make us fancy.
I know. You want some money?
Nah, it's fine.
I'll give you something.
No, you can give me your undying love and appreciation.
Girl, you know you had that already.
Thank you.
I'd rather give money.
Wow. So for you listening on the podcast right now, we totally just started for like 2 minutes. And I didn't hit record.
Nothing great happened, though.
We went on Facebook Live.
We did. So
you missed that, though.
Hold on. We're just going to do this. Hold on.
Your life has changed.
We want to be there for you.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are unscripted, uncouth, and still very mature. Now, daily.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're live. Yes! All right, I feel like some days on the show, I'm very organized, I'm very with it, and then there are days like this where I'm like, I don't know where I am or what I've been doing
or
what's going on.
Well, like I said, it's because it's Friday after a long week. So the first person that commented on, because if you're listening on the podcast, we're also live streaming on Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. And if you're only seeing on Facebook, we're also recording the podcast right now. Mike Stambaugh, who was, by the way, with us at the first time we went live on Facebook this morning, was at 5:52.
Mm-hmm.
He said, y'all are still going? And that, I think, is indicative of our mental state right now. The answer is yes. And it has been yes for the past 5 days.
Yep.
And this schedule is... it's tough.
Some days are easier than others.
Not tough like for our first responders and like those type of people. That's a different level of tough.
Right.
Our tough is like a mental acuity tough.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely.
We talked about it in yesterday's podcast. Or
yeah. No, it's just that when you're going and you're thinking, it can be a lot over time. And so like, I feel like my wheels have come off and I'm just being like, I'm just really kooky right now. Like, who knows what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do next.
Well,
I don't know.
A really large beverage.
Oh.
It's not sanctioned by the state. But look how big it is, and I drank almost all of it.
Get it, girl. right before we started recording, Scott, you said you're grilling this weekend or today?
I'm definitely going to grill. Oh, I did a video this past week. When I got a grill, I wanted to do a video series called Grill Daddy.
Mm.
Okay.
Life talks with flavor. Clack, clack. And so it's just kind of my way of like, I've always wanted to dive into like inspirational, motivational speaking. There is a route for me one day in my life where I want to do that in front of thousands.
Mm.
But I think it's very hard for someone like myself with not as much credibility as I would like to preach on to others. So I like to just preach on myself and hopefully other people could take something away from that.
Okay.
And I want to do it in a way that's different than others. So I try to make videos that connect like to my cooking of chicken. And so I did a video.
My cooking
of
chicken.
Well, I did a video. My video this past one for Grill Daddy, Life Talks with Flavor, clack, clack, was all about how we have to stop comparing ourselves to others. And I use the analogy of like, I'm not going to compare this chicken breast to this other chicken breast because, yes, one is thicker and juicier and dang. If you looked on the outside, you'd be like, that's going to be the better chicken. False, because I put more seasoning on the one that was thinner. And that could just be like you in your situation. Maybe you have something that you're looking at somebody else, they're like, oh, they're so great. But meanwhile, you're missing out on how many great things you have to offer too. So stop comparing yourself to somebody else, just like you shouldn't compare that chicken to another chicken.
You know,
that's what these talks are all
when
about.
When I watched your first Grill Daddy talk, first I was very impressed. I really love the accentuation with the clack,
clack,
with the
tongs.
Yeah,
I think it's all about the clack. Brings your attention back.
But when you started in on this chicken, you're like, this chicken breast, not like the other chicken breast. I was like, this is a bad comparison because I'm like, all chicken is the same, basically.
No. See, that's where you're false. And that's where you can say, like, all humans.
Oh, he said you wrong.
No. Well, I thought you were going to, like, you had a plethora of items on the grill. Like, you can't compare steak to chicken,
to
fish.
I don't have that much money to buy all that food. No.
Usually we're doing the cheap version.
Yeah. It's usually going to be, you're going to see a lot of videos of chicken because chicken's cheap and I eat a lot of chicken. Tonight might be like burgers or hot dogs. I can compare hot dogs. You'll find out how I'm going to compare hot dogs to something else in your life. But
are you buying hamburgers and hot dogs tonight?
No, I'm assuming that they're going to be at the house just when I happen to be grilling. Actually, I do have hamburgers, though. And we do have hot dogs.
No, your hamburgers are kind of thin.
You are hating on my burgers.
You like Bubba
Burgers? I do.
No, he gets those big old thick burgers from the grocery store.
The Buffalo Blue from Publix? Y'all.
I get the, actually, I go to Fresh Market. And their burgers are like, boom, boom, home.
Which where?
Fresh Market.
Oh, I have not been to Fresh Market in a minute.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go there to get burgers for tonight. I'm going to get burgers, then we're going to get Salem's or something. It's like a brand that's very popular in Buffalo, New York. And that's the only way that Abe will eat hot dogs is with this particular brand. And they just started selling it at Publix.
Okay.
So I'll be making two stops today, Publix and Fresh Market.
Oh, you turned into that person. Like my stepdad used to do that because he was always on the hunt for a deal, though. So they would go to like Aldi's for the dry food and then like, you know, Stop and Shop for the meat and then some other place for the veggies. And I'd be like, wasting time. But I didn't have to go, so whatever.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Like Mike just said... Mike Stambaugh?
Yeah.
He said on the Facebook Live right now, like, ooh, you got Fresh Market money? Damn baller. No. We get three burgers that are usually, it's Friday, so usually they're on sale. That's why we get them. And then I get everything else from Publix. Listen, we ain't pouring out cash over here.
You know what I used to like back when times were different from Fresh Market is the pre-made meals for like... $12 or $13.
Oh, yeah.
You can make for two. Do you know
what I
mean? Oh, my
gosh. Those are so good.
I have not had one of the. I need to get back to Fresh Market for those. Those are good. And they're cheap, too.
Mm-hmm.
They will feed two of you all. Actually, three if you have a kid, because Maya would just eat like a little corner of, you know, what you make.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. Anyway.
What I wanted to go over is to take a little trip down.
I'm singing the intro song. Why am I?
Let me get my music
here. Sounds like
an
Eminem song, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yep.
Oh.
Oh wow.
About high school.
Aw.
Oh yeah.
High school.
Okay.
That's because next Saturday, which is really cool, we went to the higher ups and said, "Hey, we want to take what we normally do on our show on air every year. We do our graduation speeches, our commencement speeches, and we read them, and." No one has ever still invited us to speak at a graduation. It's fine.
You know, there's other people that are more much prepared.
That's fine. So we do it on our show because then you're kind of forced to listen. And so we were like, let's do that, but on like a grander scale.
Yeah.
So next Saturday from 3 until 6, we're not playing any commercials. Mm-mm. It's just going to be us, you, graduates, music, and that's it for 3 hours.
Good old time.
Now, I'm super excited because we got Dennis Hernandez, car crash lawyer. He's popping in some money for the graduates. And so we're going to have a grand prize winner. Is it, how much is it, Holly?
Well, you can, you're registering to win $100.
That's right.
And then also that enters you into the grand prize for $1,200.
That's right. So we're going to be giving out a $100 gift card from Achieva Credit Union to one graduate of 2020, and then one grand prize winner is going to win $1,200 from Dennis Hernandez.
Okay.
Super, super excited. And you can upload the photos on the Hot 101.5 app and on the Hot 101.5 website. So the three-hour program is filled up with A-listers, dignitaries, principals. So first rule of radio is when you present an idea or an event, you're like, this is the best thing you've ever experienced in your life. You will never experience another grad bash like this before. I mean, it's so great. Jesus is walking in the door here at this grad bash.
Hey, guys.
It's amazing. Abraham Lincoln's is throwing his hat off to you.
He's freeing slaves and he's freeing you up from high school.
That's what we do at our grad bash next week. Okay, so that's what radio school teaches you, to do that sort of thing. We don't do that. We take the opposite route. We're like, so here's the idea, and now we got a week to like fill it up and to get people on.
And we're like, oh God, who do we get?
I'm a little nervous, y'all, because like I don't know. Like I'm trying to get some of the principals on from Tampa Bay high schools to leave messages. Maybe some celebrities in Tampa Bay.
Like who? What celebrities? Do
you know? We got Tom Brady's here.
Yeah, but we already reached out to his agent.
Right, and here's
Gronk.
Well, here's what I'm nervous about is I remember like growing up, the morning shows that I used to listen to in Atlanta, like the morning show people would be like, oh, you know what? Let me text Mariah Carey's people and see if we can get her on the show next week.
I don't have those people.
I can get Jen Epstein from Fox 13.
We're like the low-rate version of those morning shows.
So I'm putting this out in our podcast family. If you know of anybody that's famous or that anybody of note that would be really cool for the class of 2020 to sort of give a commencement speech, we would really appreciate your help in securing them to have them on our show next Saturday.
Like, maybe you have a booty call with one of the Lightning players.
Yeah. Oh.
And you could be like, hey, boo, I know we can't, you know, see each other because of social distancing, but could you leave a note for the grads of 2020? Thanks.
Absolutely. So we're working on getting that together. So literally next Saturday or next week, like, that's my job, is to just secure getting these key dignitary folks on. So thankfully, I believe we've already got Mayor Jane Castor, Mayor Rick Kreisman, hopefully. Sheriff Chad Cronister, who are going to be on with us to give some encouraging words. And so now we just need principals. And if you want to leave like an open mic on the Hot 101.5 app to just say, hey, class of 2020, we are shouting you out. We love you. Do that. And we're going to sprinkle those throughout. So we just need help from everywhere.
Yep. Any help we can get.
But when it comes to high school, Holly, because I have been going through lately my high school yearbook from my senior year.
Okay.
And I was noticing some of the things that I was really great at. And I was wondering for you, Holly, what were some of the things, your most notable moments from high school?
From senior year?
Yeah.
So, when I was a senior, the drama club, because I was a thespian, and we put on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which, by the way, everybody protested at first because we were like, we are not a private religious school. We are not doing a biblical play. And then we heard the soundtrack and we were like, okay, yeah, we're going to do this one. This all sound real good.
Go, 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 Joseph. You know what they say. Go, 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 Joseph. You know what they say.
Go, 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 go. I was the dance captain.
Oh.
Because we had an adult choreographer and our drama teacher was the director of the play, of the musical. But I got to be the dance captain. So I knew everybody's dances. I knew everybody, everything that we had to do. Mm-hmm. And it was phenomenal.
Mm.
Phenomenal. Like, there's a feeling that you get when you are performing live on stage in that capacity that is unable to be replicated in another fashion.
Drugs.
I think you would have to do drugs, but like, it's a natural body high.
Right. It's true.
It's like, yeah, it's better for you. So I even remember when we were like doing like the dress rehearsals and like every night that we performed the show, I remember thinking, God, I really have to soak this in because I'm not going to get this ever again. I was right, sadly, because I've never been in another musical. They don't really do that after you're out of high school unless you're like a theater major. But
you get to perform every morning on the radio.
I do. It's different, though.
It's very different.
It's super different. Like, when you are... What? How do you describe the difference?
I think because it's the live audience.
Yeah, like, people are there
in front
actually
of you.
Seeing you. Like,
yeah.
For me, I feel like when I'm just in here, I'm like, I'm literally just talking to y'all.
Right.
And, like, after, like, the first... I remember, like, when I first got on the show and I talked on the mic, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, you feel that, like, excitement build up in your belly. But, like, for this, I don't feel like I'm performing. And I think we shouldn't, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, we're just us. We're us plus 10% of, amplifying our personality. But when you're on a stage and you're, like, singing and dancing and like, literally performing, it's a whole different thing. And so it was exhausting and just long hours and so crazy, but it was fantastic. And we put that on, and that was a big shining moment of my senior year.
Can I piggyback off of you for just 1 second?
Yeah.
So we did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat as well.
I didn't realize that one overlapped because we both did Guys and Dolls too.
Mm-hmm, yep. We did. I think we did Joseph my junior year, and then we did Guys and Dolls my senior year.
Okay.
But I remember when we did Joseph, I'm not a singer, obviously. It's been well documented on this show. But I was still in show choir, and my choir teacher used to always be like, well, Miguel, you're not the strongest singer, but you have great stage presence.
That's true.
Like, literally, my stage presence was, like, magical. Couldn't sing a lick. And so in our big, big musicals that we would do once a year, they would always either give me, like, the one talking part, or they would create one for me. And so in Joseph, there was this one part. I don't remember what scene.
Tell me. I don't even know if I've heard this story.
I wish I could remember. I would have to go back and watch it. But there's some part in the beginning where they're talking about the different brothers.
Yeah.
And I had like maybe like five lines like of this small soliloquy where everyone is singing and then I like walk through the crowd and I had to speak my part. And it was like the one part I had and they didn't give me a microphone. They were like, well, you're so loud. You could make, my voice was so loud. It would carry over the orchestra that we had in the pit.
Yeah.
And it would go all the way to the back of the theater. And please believe, I was like, well, blah, 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 blah. And everyone was like, yes.
Wow. That is fantastic.
But then, after that, there's that one song, Holly, where they're like, it was red and yellow and green.
And they list all the colors.
Right. Well, my memory's so bad, I couldn't remember all the colors.
Of course you could.
And so I would switch back to being one of the brothers. And so I would be in front of the stage and I'd be like, it was.
Oh, you didn't even sing it.
I would just go, mouth, 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 mouth.
Didn't memorize all the dang colors? I had to memorize, but I don't anymore.
No.
It was red and yellow and green and brown
and asher and
scarlet and crimson and silver.
And gold and gold. Wait, is that what it ended with that?
And gold. And like we all had those, like, you know, those ribbon things with a stick and a ribbon?
Yes.
As I was a wife, by the way, I was wife number one because Reuben was the oldest of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And Simeon and somebody were next in line. I was wife Reuben. And
yes.
So not only was I the dance captain, I was Mrs. Reuben. And so I was like the leader of all the things. And then at one point in the during that song, the Colors song,
mm-hmm.
the stagehands were supposed to run out and put our little like wavy ribbons in a row, and nobody put my dang ribbon out. And so I, of course, the show must go on, but I was so angry.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran to my spot, and I looked, and I saw there wasn't a ribbon, and I was just like, with no ribbon.
Yes!
And I got on the stage, and I was like, where is my ribbon? And I was like, it's fine. Give me the, we get into the next number.
So. Holly, isn't that, that's kind of how you treat Scott now when you need something.
Obviously. Get me my ribbon! I've never treated anybody in my life.
No, neither have I.
I would die.
What else happened your senior year, Holly?
I felt like I had finally come into a phase of being slightly pretty. Because I had had surgery the previous summer on my jaw, so I didn't look like this anymore.
Oh.
I was like normal.
Hi.
And so I feel like I had a little bit more confidence. Now, that doesn't mean that I was like dating anybody or anything, but I felt like I finally got like a boost of confidence my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And what else big? It was a good year all around. Mm-hmm. I think I had like, you know, I would go take drives with my friends because that's what you do when you're a senior. You're like, you don't go anywhere.
You just drive.
Or we would go to the movies. I remember we stayed up. What movie was it? It's that scary Blair Witch Project.
Oh, I never got to see that, and I loved it.
What?
Like, the thought of it. Like, I remember I think it was my eighth grade when there were, like, rumblings of it. Because remember, this was, like, the first film that did, like, full internet marketing or, like, stealth marketing.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, there's these tapes that
that's
have been
why
found.
Because, okay, so in our friend group, when we were going to be seniors, that's when this movie came out. So it was like 99 into 2000.
Mm-hmm.
One of our core friend groups had graduated the year before and had started college. And he came home for the summer and he's like, you guys, I saw all these preview clips of this Blair Witch Project. Mm-hmm. These real people got lost in the woods and this is their footage. And we were like, shut up.
Oh.
And so like at the time, like it's not the same now, but at the time when the internet wasn't around really, like it was, but not for stuff like that.
No.
They like purposely put out the footage saying it was real.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we went to see it at midnight when it came out, everybody was scared crapless. And we sat there in the theater and we were like, this is real.
Oh.
And then finally, like a week later, they were like, oh, I guess that was part of the movie. It's not real.
Oh.
And we were like, well, that's stupid. That sucked.
Not me, girl. I was stuck. I mean, I remember I would like print out articles about it before the movie came out, and I would sit on the school bus on the way home and read about it.
Isn't that what you used to do? You used to print stuff out to read internet articles. You'd be like, I need to print some documents. So I
did.
Do some reading.
Like, I probably wasted so many sheets of paper in middle school and high school at the beginning because you couldn't just pull it up on your phone. You only had the internet on like a desktop computer. So I remember one time, like, literally being on the bus, and I would just have like a stack of papers, and I'd be like, y'all see about these people and what's going on? How they were lost in the woods?
Because it was like Netscape.
Yeah.
Or Netscape Navigator. And when you printed it, it was like 2 pages were the article. And yes. Then 5 extra ones were all the ads.
Oh, my gosh. Those were the days.
Anyway, so I just, it was good. That's about, the big thing I remember being was in the play.
Scott, how was your senior year of high school?
I mean, I still have dreams about my senior year. I was like,
oh, that's because it was 2 years ago.
Well, whatever. But I was captain of the football team. I was, you know, doing pretty good.
Well, you were captain of the football team?
Yeah. I was a serious athlete. I was like one of the captains.
You
yeah.
would be the captain because you could give a really good motivational speech to the rest of the team.
Yeah, well, that was kind of like my thing. I just came out there peppy, worked hard, always tried to preach working hard.
Wait, can you remember one of the speeches you gave before a football game?
I have no idea what I would say.
Come on, Holly, you're the quarterback and I'm the tight end.
Oh, wow.
No, Scott, you were probably the quarterback.
No, I was the middle linebacker. I was on defense.
You weren't the tight end?
No, I always had a tight end, but I was never the tight end.
I bet you did have a tight end.
Yeah, you can't make those when you don't know about football.
I don't. So come on, give us a speech.
All right,
we're ready to go. Come on, Captain.
Wait, we're in the locker room. It's halftime. We're down by two touchdowns.
I got my towel on.
And
I'm naked.
We're a little bit. Why are you naked?
Don't you change?
We're already clothed. We're going to act like this is halftime.
Yes.
We're in the locker room.
Yes. Oh.
We're getting ready to go back out there. We're down and we need to come back.
Yes.
But he's naked.
Come on, I'm naked, Coach.
No, we're not like that. We're like this.
Oh, hold on. We're defeated.
I'm kind of upset. All right. And then the coach walks in. He's like, all right, Scotty, get everyone together. I'm going back out on the field. So I'm like, all right. Yo, everybody, bring it in right now. Let's go right now. Bring it in. I don't give a
happened. Okay. Right? Let's bring it in. We bring it in.
Whatever. Look, let me put my pants on.
We've been working our ages off for every damn day.
Yeah,
you're going to let these people come into our house and take our game in front of our fans?
No, I don't want
I don't
to.
Think so.
No,
we work harder. We are better. And we deserve the win right now. We have everything it takes, but you got to show it right now. 30 more minutes on the field. Show them what you got. Give them everything you got. Be there for one another. We are brothers out here. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Family! Let me put my pants on, bitch!
Yeah! On.
I'm ready. I'm going to swing it around. Woo! No.
No, God, Miguel.
Is that not? What? Isn't that? Y'all play around like.
Not in the middle of a dang game that you're trying to win.
Girl, the videos I've seen on Twitter of guys in locker room, they're like, yeah, let's go. They swing it around. What? Do they not? Did y'all not swing it around when you were in the locker room, Scott?
No.
Oh.
Nobody's swung it around.
Miguel.
Wait, so the videos I've seen on my website.
I'm crying.
They're not actually. That doesn't happen in real life.
Look at Scott. He's crying. You need a tissue.
Nobody's swinging anything.
I thought it was real.
Miguel, you were watching pornography sites.
I thought that those websites were portraying what actually happened.
No, that's fantasy from gay men.
Oh, no.
That is.
We're all clothed. Everyone's clothed.
So.
No one's naked. And especially in the middle of a game that you're trying to win, no one is swinging they around. And if they are, they're about to be traded to another team.
Wait, Scott, so what happened in the locker room?
What do you mean what happened?
So nobody was like, ooh, let's see who's got the biggest.
Let's
see who's swinging and dangling.
No, you just, if you were to get change, you just do it right in front of your locker. You put on your clothes, and if you get naked, you usually just face your locker. There's a couple people that would just not give a whatever, but.
Will they be slanging?
I don't think they'd be slanging. They'd just be putting on their. Whatever, they're
listen,
shorts.
I'm sure sometimes there's some slanging going on, but it is most certainly not in the middle of a game.
Not in the middle of a game. Nobody's slanging.
I noticed the viewers have gone down drastically since I did that. I'm sorry. I was just curious. Okay, so they weren't swinging or slanging.
Miguel,
it's fine.
You've chased people away.
I do. I can't help it. Listen, y'all don't know about my experience and what I've seen that makes me think that. I've never been in a locker room like that, so how am I supposed to know? How?
Because most people have at least been in a locker room like that, or they've seen normal movies about locker rooms like that. And in normal movies, that doesn't happen.
Those are normal movies to me.
That's not a normal movie.
You're wrong.
So, yeah, I was captain of the football team.
All right, so, yeah, you were captain. That was great. Thanks. Good speech.
Thank you.
All right, so what else happened your senior year, captain?
Senior year, I was given superlative of most school spirited, because that's me. I was also, you know, I guess getting ready to go to USF, and I was in a high school relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty toxic. Mm. Not great. But I still had a good group of friends that luckily, you know, allowed me to still have good experiences and everything like that. So
So you were voted for most spirited?
Yeah, if you could, you know, picture that.
That literally doesn't identify with you at all.
Mm-hmm. No. But
Holly, why are you rolling your eyes right now?
Because I know where you're going.
What? I wasn't going anywhere.
I know where you're going.
I wasn't going anywhere.
Oh.
He was.
Holly, why are you mad?
He's going to, Scotty, you were most school spirited. Do you want to know what I was? I was most organized, most loved, and most likely to be bussed up from the South and to go to Roswell. And I was most likely to be envious of my white classmates and blah, 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 blah. Holly, what were you? And I'm going to be like, nothing. I wasn't nothing.
Holly, you were most likely to be famous. And look at you. You're famous now.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. That would have been cool if I had got that.
Mm. Can we name you most famous now?
I don't know if that's correct, but I'll pretend it is.
I mean, at least out of your class of high school.
Yeah, I think that's possibly true.
Right.
Maybe most famous in my class. Like, I do love her. You know, we were friends.
Oh.
But my friend Molly got most likely to be famous.
Oh, what's she doing now?
Oh, what you gonna say about Molly?
Uh-oh, bring up Molly.
Oh, call Molly's watching. I saw her say hi on that Facebook.
She said, hey, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
People used to get us confused and we'd be like, Holly, Molly. I'd be like, there's a difference.
No.
She's the one that got most likely to be famous because she was the narrator in Joseph, one of them.
Mm.
So, of course, she was, like, really a good singer.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I think she might be a teacher at the high school.
Oh, so she was most famous, and now she's a teacher. And she's very famous,
yeah,
Holly.
Famous in
she's
the school.
She's very famous at that school.
Mm-hmm. And were you jealous of Molly?
Absolutely, yeah. She also got chosen because, like, we both auditioned to be singer dancers at, there was an old amusement park called Geauga Lake by where I lived. It's not there anymore. But we both thought, you know how at Busch Gardens they have, like, little dancer singer people sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe at, like, Epcot or whatever.
Universal.
So we both auditioned and she got a call back and I didn't.
Now, do you think were you just not good enough at that point in your life? Like you needed a little bit more time?
I think I was a better dancer, but I also was very nervous during that audition, and I was not as good of a singer as her. She definitely was a better singer than me. I just wasn't I can carry a tune, and I can be a great member of a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an alto coming in with those harmonies, but I'm not a great singer. I know that.
Mm.
But I think I was a better dancer, but I just never got. But I, you know, like Miguel, I had great stage presence.
Right. Listen, I was always there. As I've gone through some photo albums from back in the day. By the way, I was voted most involved and nominated for most dependable. You can see from those pictures and whatnot that anytime they needed someone to be a, I wanted to say a buffoon, but like, I was Rudolph in our Christmas show.
Well,
and
they
it
knew
was,
that you would ham it up.
Right. And I would, like, we put on sunglasses. And I remember, like, when I put on a performance, I go, like, all the way. So I remember when I was Rudolph, I came out and I had to slide across the stage with my hands like, hi!
Of course you did.
And I had on, like, the Rudolph ears and, like, the sunglasses. And, like, I ripped my pants the first night we did it because I was just, like, hamming it up so big.
You went hard.
I did. And I was like, listen, if I'm going to be Rudolph, I'm going to be the best MF and Rudolph you've ever seen in your in life.
Tell them so.
And I was.
Yeah.
So that was part of my senior year. I was also, I'm sorry, Holly, I was homecoming prince my senior year.
See, I was upset I never got voted on the homecoming court. I thought I would. I think I would have if I wasn't in a relationship. I think that's where it falls.
Sounds probably. Like excuses to
no,
me.
No, probably.
I literally had everything else going. In a good way of like, I
was. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Captain of the football team.
No,
I had everything else going for me. No. So obviously I should have been homecoming king.
Wrong. No, I just wasn't able to go out to as many social outings that I would have been able to put me in front of more people.
I went to none. I didn't socialize. I couldn't.
How many students went to your high school?
2,300 or 2,500 or something like that.
Not in your class, though, right?
No, in my class, it was like 560 or something like that. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Now, my class had like 1,500.
The hell is wrong with you people? My class had like 250.
Your class had that many people?
I don't know. Maybe it had like 800. Yeah. No, it wasn't that much.
You don't know, do you?
I don't know.
You don't know.
No, I don't know. It has nothing to do with anything. Okay. But I wasn't able to go to as many things as I should have been able to actually, you know, allow people to be like, dang, we should vote him on the homecoming court. But it's all right.
That's fine.
Prom either.
I didn't get any of those ever, by the way.
Oh, that's fine. Well, the only reason why I was because I was involved in everything. Like, literally, that's why I was voted most involved. Because I was... I was the person, I was on yearbook staff, so I was the person out at, you know, probably your lunch table being like, hey, Holly, right now if you pre-order your yearbook, it's only $40, but the price is going to go up next year. You'd see me.
It always goes up.
Mm-hmm. You would see me at lunch doing that. And then our editor of our yearbook, what was her name? Maggie, she had this great idea that on the numbers of the pages, we wanted to make sure that everybody was in the yearbook at least twice outside of your class picture.
Yeah.
And so we would go through every class and take just like a headshot of you. And so on the numbers of the pages were your picture. And so you would at least be in there at least twice. And so I would go to your class and be like, oh, Mr. Johns, be like, Miguel from yearbook staff is here. We're going to file out one by one. And I'd go, snap, snap, snap. Then I was the producer of the video yearbook. So you'd see me at your events with the camcorder because we didn't have like phones to do it. We had like the big old fashioned camcorders on our shoulders. And you'd see me recording you for whatever event it was that you were doing.
It's a lot.
Why were you so involved? Like what drove you to get so involved?
I think there was a couple of things. One, my interests were all over the place. Like back then I was really interested in publishing and in TV production and radio and drama. And I love student council because I love politics. So like all the things that I'm interested in now, all you can see it in the clubs that I joined. Because I loved politics and planning stuff. That's why as senior class president, I was so excited because I got to like plan the senior picnic and the senior breakfast and the yearbook dedication ceremony where we passed the torch to the different to the new president of the next senior class coming up.
Wow, you're a lot.
Yeah, so like I loved planning. I used to have this binder that's very similar to the one I use for our show schedules. And I used to call it my Bible, where it was like all of my events, all of my ideas, all of my plans were all in that. Mm-hmm. And if it got lost a couple of times, like I would freak out because it had everything in there. I just loved being in charge of stuff and planning stuff.
See that now.
See, well, that's good. It's good you knew that.
Right. It lended
no idea.
Right.
Fine.
I was everywhere.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say that it literally breaks my heart that the class of 2020 won't get to experience those end of the year things that we did because of everything that's going on. And so that's why I really, really, really want to make sure that our grad bash next Saturday is as amazing as it can be. And I get to also put back on my senior class president hat.
No, don't put that on.
Why not? Mm. You calling me a fathead? You saying the hat won't fit?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Probably. By the way, there is a guy that lives here in Tampa Bay who I went to middle school and high school with.
Yeah.
He went here to Eckerd College after when we graduated, and he stayed here in St. Pete. And he saw, I posted, I think, like my senior photo or something on Instagram. And he was like, hey, do you have our senior class yearbook? And I was like, I actually have our middle school yearbooks, too, and I can find the picture from you in 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I keep everything.
I have my high school yearbook somewhere.
Do you have them with you? Well, your mom moved down. Did you bring them with you, or did
no,
your mom?
No, actually, I brought them with me. I had them, and I don't remember why, but I had them with me when I moved out of college into my first apartment, and I remember on my bookcase that I didn't really have that many books then, but I put my high school yearbooks and my college yearbooks next to each other.
Oh, y'all had yearbooks in college?
You don't?
No. Our school was too big.
Yeah.
Like, at Georgia Southern, there was, like, 26,000 people.
You can't do yearbooks for that?
No, you can't fit that many people in there. It would be impossible to do that.
Yeah, it was, like, book.
Yeah. 5,000 people in my
class. Oh, wow. See, that's totally doable. That's like a high school. Oh, my God. That would be so fun to
now,
do a yearbook.
I did run for homecoming court my senior year of college.
And?
I didn't make it. But it was so fun that I got to.
That's good.
It was really fun.
That's
I have those.
Fun.
I have all those. I got my high school. I do have a couple middle school ones. And I, of course, you know, circled the guys that I liked.
Yeah. Oh my God. My middle school yearbook, I looked through it the other day. I, like, wrote on people's faces. Like, I scratched out people that I didn't like.
Oh.
On one girl's face, I wrote skank. On this other guy's face, I wrote a-hole.
Oh my gosh.
And, like, I didn't cuss like that in middle school. I was like...
Well, you did, apparently.
I honestly don't remember ever being that way. Like, I remember being bitter towards some people. And then there was, like, one boy I wrote, like, nasty on it.
You must have been in a mood.
I hadn't learned to regulate my emotions at that point in middle school. Like, I remember...
Well, listen, most people don't.
I can't do it now.
Ever.
Valid.
So, the fact that you even know what the word regulate my emotions, that's a big step.
Like, I remember walking into the cafeteria in the mornings because they would, after a certain, when the buses would get there, you'd have to go to the cafeteria first, and then they would let you go to your lockers because you can't trust middle schoolers just, like, running around.
We used to walk around the courtyard, hang out in our groups,
ooh, like, the stuff they used to do in middle school.
Fights would happen.
Well, I remember, like, before, there was, like, these two big wooden doors with the, like, silver handles to open them up, and I remember before I would go in, I'd be like, Lord Jesus, please arm me. Let's put on this face and let's be the Miguel that they think I should be. And then I would, like, walk through the doors and be like, all right, bitches, what's up?
Of middle school?
Yeah. I was crazy.
Oh, that's a lot.
Is there something wrong with me?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Take it as you want it.
Is this a TV show? Like, yeah. No.
I don't know.
That's fine. It's fine.
We used to do that when we were going into work across the street at the other place.
That is true. We used to do that.
We used to ask Jesus to just protect us, to get us through the day.
Lord, trust, help us get through this. Holly, what do you got going on this weekend before we wrap this thing up?
Okay, so my daughter Maya is going to Panama City.
Yeah.
This weekend, because that's where her dad and her dad's family is from. And so I was a little worried, obviously. Well, first, this whole pandemic thing has had me worried about Maya going to her dad's house anyway. But we worked that out. We got it figured out. They were able to do the child exchanging. It's fine. Except then he's like, well, we're going to go and see Mama, I think. Well, this might be a surprise. I don't know if she's watching this, though. But it's fine. I don't think she watches these. You never know. Just pretend I didn't say that. Anyway. Miguel's dead. But I was like, oh, traveling. Like, I don't know. And then my ex-husband was like, there's, like, no cases in Bay County. And I was like, that's probably valid. There's not a lot of travel going in and out of, like, the Bay County area.
It's off of the high. It's not on. You can't.
It's not like you got people swinging through PC.
No.
Like, that was the biggest awful part of living in Panama City is, like, your friends from up north. They'd be like, I'm going to come swing by and visit you. I'm heading to Florida. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you have to make, like, a 3-hour detour just to get to Panama City if you're going anywhere else in Florida. So you're not coming to visit. Nobody's swinging by Panama City.
I'm real curious, Scott. You grew up in Vero Beach. Is it off of a highway? Like, do y'all have highways in your city, or is
it
highway? Then it's like an hour or so to get there.
No. You jump right off I-95.
See, it's I-95. Yeah.
Okay. So you, like, grew up driving on highways and stuff.
I mean, I didn't really. Kinda, yeah, but more so once you're in you're in Vero, you don't really need to go anywhere else. Like, you're not hopping on the highway to go to. It's not like here where, like, if I'm traveling around Tampa Bay,
you gotta
take the highway. No, not when I started driving.
That's true. If you're in, like, one city, like, if you're in.
Unless I would go to, like, on that coast, it'd be, like, above it would be, like, the city called Sebastian. Underneath it would be the city called Fort Pierce.
Mm.
Like, no, I'm not going there. Just stay in my little city of Vero Beach.
Holly, we should one day, and this I'm going to say this and we'll never do it.
Go ahead.
But we should, like, go to Vero Beach to see where Scott grew up.
I love taking people to my town. I like, because it's, like, you know, there's not much to do, but you get to see, like, all the things that I did. which is not much.
Do you think they have like a this is the town where Scott Tavlin grew up?
Do they have a sign, a Scott Tavlin
sign?
That's
the goal. One day I would love them to be like, this is the town of Scott.
That's right. That's what I'm looking for.
I'm just going to make a sign and I'll put it up.
I just want somebody to put me on the damn Wikipedia page.
Of your high school, Holly?
Yeah, but I'm not.
No. We're not even on the Hot 101.5 Wikipedia page. We used to be. I randomly looked.
Someone took us off?
I was looking at.
Hold on.
Yeah, these are the random things that I look up. I was looking I wanted to know the population size of Tampa and St.
What is wrong with you?
What goes
yes,
on
I changed my vote. I'm with Scott. Something wrong with you.
Why am I so weird?
I don't know.
I wanted to know like the history of the population in Tampa, and I was really curious because someone was asking me. Well, this was legitimate. Someone was asking me about like the Ybor City.
Oh.
And how they used to make Cubans there, or the Cuban cigars.
Right, the cigar. Yes. There's a whole cigar. It was like a major factory.
And so I was really curious about that. So I looked that up, and then that's when I was like, ooh, I wonder what's on the Hot 101.5 Wikipedia page.
Who did we even talk to change that?
You can edit it, but you have to be like a source of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but if you look for WPOI...
I'm looking at it. Well, hold on now.
While you're looking that up, Leela said, oh my God, I totally did that too, Miguel, LMAO, but I was a people's champion. I did not tolerate bullies and often the popular kids who bullied people. I befriended those people and kicked those bullies' asses.
No, I agree. That was one of my high school goals. It was like, let me just be friends with everybody. And so, like, people that either, you know, you could tell maybe they're, like, were feeling shy or, like, they felt a little held back and maybe self-conscious. It's, like, I always made an effort to, like, be friends with them or at least, like, talk to them in class and always, you know, make them feel a little more a part of the whole group because I was never, like, I wasn't one of the popular kids, like, the popular rich group, but I also, you know, I got around at least enough to be able to, I guess, have, in this day of age, clout to my name.
Do you think we would have been friends, Scott, in high school?
Yes, I think so. Because, again, like, I was not as, like, open-minded as I am now, but I was open-minded in a way, like, I guess that sounds off. But like,
what would have shunned me?
No, but I would have been just, like, cool with you. Like,
if I would have been like, hey, do you want to come over to my house?
Yeah, if we were friends, I would have.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I just, like, anybody, I was just trying to bring into the circle or bring into an acceptance of, like, hey, like, I see you, what up? Like, I always just try to be friendly to people.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Holly?
Yeah?
Have you looked?
Yeah, and I'm not that mad because there's no jock information listed on it at all. But at the same time, the info on the station stops when it flipped, which is, again, kind of like how the company is. I just referenced the beginning.
That's fine.
but it just says, on July 1st, 2011... blah, blah, blah. The station flipped to CHR as Hot 101.5 with LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem as its first song. The station was taking direct aim at FLZ, targets an 18 to 49-year-old audience, particularly 18 to 34, with a music-intensive, current-based playlist that borders toward dance pop tracks with less talk and commercial than its competitors. And that's it.
Wow.
There's nothing since 2011.
Have you, Scott, have you ever seen the video where they flipped Hot 101.5 from what
it
was before?
No.
Are we going to do that?
Are we going to watch that?
Oh, yeah.
How long is it?
It's not long.
It's not long at all.
Less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep in mind, if we're going to go ahead and just do this, we might as well do it. So when this happened, July 2011, we had already signed contracts to go work at a station across the street. It's Beasley Radio now, but it used to be owned by CBS. It was called Play 98.7, and so we had just signed contracts to start working there. And then our start date was August 1st, 2011, and freaking July 1st, this station comes blaring out of the speakers like a bat out of hell, and we were like, oh, God, we're in trouble. We were in very deep trouble, but we didn't even know how much at the time.
We got fired.
The station became, it was debunked.
Oh, well.
Not defunct. Anyway,
funk.
And so, and this is like such a proud, shining moment of glory for all of the CMG higher ups because they really took on our competitor with the launch of Hot 101.5, and it really was amazing because they played 10,000 songs in a row, commercial free. Mm-hmm. Came out the box with Party Rock Anthem and played this video. Are you gonna like put it up so people watching can see it?
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
If you just search for Tampa Bay's new Hot 101.5 launch on YouTube, you can see it there.
Okay.
Attention, South Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, the beaches, Newport Richey, and everyone living in Tampa Bay. Especially all those sitting at 4002 Gandy Boulevard. Tampa Bay is about to get hot. For 22 years, it's been a ton of commercials and way too much talk on FLZ.
What happened to the music?
For 22 years, FLZ's contest winners haven't even been from Tampa Bay.
Who cares if someone in Wisconsin wins?
And for 22 years, MJ has been getting older and older
and older.
How's your new MySpace account, MJ?
Tampa Bay. A new day is here. Today, there's a new station trending in town. It's new, it's commercial free, and it's hot. Playing 10,000 songs in a row. And thankfully, no boring old talk in the morning.
Okay. I take offense to that now.
Same.
That was back in the day.
And we don't want to go home.
And we are the new hot.
Hot 101.5.
I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
All the hits.
Hey, what's up? It's Lady Gaga. This is Hot, baby.
Like us now, Facebook.com/Hot1015.
Follow us on Twitter at Hot1015.
And most importantly, set the number one preset in your car to 1015. This is Tampa Bay's new Hot 1015.
All the hits.
10,000 songs in a row starts now.
Party Rock!
Yeah. I still get goosebumps.
Did you get goosebumps? I still get goosebumps when I hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, there is nothing like a well-done, bombastic radio promo, and that is what that is.
Scott?
That was a lot.
That was a lot. You know what I hate about that? And I didn't even like it at the time. But, I mean, and it still gives me goosebumps, and it's still an amazing, again, bombastic radio promo. What I hated, though, was the direct shots at FLZ.
Yeah, that was cringeworthy to hear.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, that was a different time.
That was a different time, and people used to do that back then, and they were targeting MJ directly, mm-hmm. and it's just, I never liked that. It always makes me feel bad.
Right. Well, that was a different time in radio. We don't really do that anymore, because I feel like That was just a different generation, a different time, and we are way too nice for that. Like, I would not have my claws out like that. I would not be coming for people. I'd be like, let our excellence speak for itself.
Yes, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But see, we weren't part of this station when they did that.
No, we were just across the street getting fired.
Yeah, we were. It was a different time. And honestly, I feel like everybody kind of got over that at the same time when everyone was like, you know, can we stop mudslinging on each other?
Because at first it was like, ooh, this is crazy, y'all. Mm-hmm. And then after that, everyone was like, all right, we're good. Yeah. We like you all for what you do. And so...
They would never have hired us if...
No, we did not.
And I'm telling you, I love telling this story. Because then when they were looking for a new morning show for Hot 101.5, and the higher-ups, like, way, way up in the company were, like, asking people, they're like, are they hip, though? Are they cool enough for hot? I was like, no.
No.
You're looking for something to match the that-ness...
Oh, God.
Ain't us.
That ain't us.
Sorry.
So here we are, 11 years later.
Yeah.
You're stuck with us for a little while.
Mm. Nine years.
Nine. Is it nine?
Well, that was in 2011.
Oh, that's right. Oh, math.
That's fine.
Listen, I didn't get voted best mathematician, so.
Clearly.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, we're done for the day, for the weekend.
Friday. What are y'all doing this weekend?
I am, I don't know. We're grilling out tonight.
Yeah, oh. Go make some grilled daddy.
Oh, yeah. For tonight's happy hour, it's the Miguel and Holly happy hour. It's rainbow themed.
I'm ready for that.
Say it's 6:30?
6:30 on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page if you're listening to the podcast after Friday. Sorry, but we're doing it every Friday at 6:30. All right, Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and then on Facebook, you can just type in Holly on Hot 101.5.
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Were you just looking at yourself?
No, I was looking at my neck folds. I was like, argh.
Like, I can tell when you're not paying attention to us and you're just looking at yourself.
I was paying attention.
Are you sure?
I look at the screen like you said.
No, you were just looking at yourself.
No.
You were looking at your neck. You were looking at yourself.
When I was talking, but if you were asking if I was paying attention, I was.
You weren't. You didn't even know.
No,
you weren't. You would have said you don't know what I was saying. What are the words coming out of my mouth right now?
I'm looking at the screen.
You're looking at yourself.
I have to make sure everything's okay.
At Miguel Fuller. MiguelFuller. Mm. Bye, Holly.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.